Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The pair of cabinet ministers suspected to be aligned to former Vice President Joyce Mujuru continued this week, and with the firing of two ministers and five deputies, including Deputy Justice Minister Fortune Chasi, who says he will remain in ZANU-PF regardless.
A police in Harare say investigations into a disturbing video showing touts harassing and abusing a young woman have started. Most importantly, they want the woman to go to their nearest police station so she can help with the probe.
Lady is listening, we want to encourage her to get in touch with the police or organizations like ours, Castle Sisterhood.
And the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions says it will not accept any flawed changes to the country's labor laws after cabinet agreed to amend policies to allow productivity linked wages.
Our experience is that it destroyed jobs. Workers remained without any protection.
The purge of government ministers suspected to be aligned to former Vice President Joyce Mujuru continued this week, and with the firing of two ministers and five deputies. This brings to 16 the number of ministers who have been fired since last month, including the former Vice President Mujuru. Those fired are Lands Deputy Minister Tendai Savanu, Deputy Minister of Transport Petronella Kagonye, Minister of State Sylvester Mguni, State Minister Flora Buka, Deputy Minister of Health Dr. Paul Chimeza, Dongai Muzenda, Deputy Minister of Public Service, Labour and Social Services, and Fortune Chasi, Deputy Minister of Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs.
The letters that were dispersed yesterday were signed by President Mugabe, who is currently on leave outside the country. Meshack Svanda, the Chief Secretary to the President and Cabinet, announced at the weekend that the seven had been relieved of their duties with immediate effect because their conduct and performance were below expectation. However, independent analyst George Mkwananzi tells Studio 7 that performance has nothing to do with the firing because President Mugabe has never fired anyone because of failure to discharge their duty. Chasi, who confirmed receiving the letter on Sunday, tells Studio 7 that he accepts his fate.
I would say around 2 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday.
And who brought the letter to you?
I'm not quite sure. I wasn't at my house at the time.
Are you surprised by this development?
From the point of view that one is appointed, I don't think one should be surprised when they relieve their duties. I think from the vantage point of the head of state, I think when he is satisfied that there is a need to either reassign people or remove them from the positions, I think that is a perfectly normal procedure in any organization.
Do you view yourself as a Mujuru loyalist, as being peddled in some reports?
No, not at all. I am just a member of the party, and I do not subscribe to any particular individual. My loyalty is to the organization that liberated this country. So any suggestion that I belong to any particular grouping of people or that I belong to a particular individual is completely erroneous.
Lastly, have you had the chance to sit down and talk to the First Lady after she attacked you for allegedly trying to block her from expanding her interests in Mazoe?
No, I haven't.
But has there been an attempt?
No, I haven't attempted.
And that was the Deputy Justice Minister, former Deputy Justice Minister Fortune Chasi, speaking on the line with the Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.